Hey, do you know what Jesus wants for your life? We're going to find out today. We're in Morning Minutes, episode 58. My name is Lena. Welcome back. John 17, 1 through 13. We're going to talk about what Jesus wants for your life. Let me read you the section of scripture. And we are, by the way, we're in the home stretch, and we've got a few more lessons to go, but we're well into the study. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you. For I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them and have come to know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them. Not one of them has been lost, except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in their truth. Your word is truth." All right, I lied and read a few verses more. What Jesus wants for your life. Number one, Christ wants you to glorify God in all you do. Remember the words of Paul in 1 Corinthians 10:31? He says, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God. The first five verses, Jesus spends a whole lot of time talking about God's glory. And if Jesus talks about it a lot, it's because it matters. And throughout the Gospel of John, we've seen Jesus talk about glorifying the Father over and over again. Well, what does that mean? That means that whether you are going to teach a class today, or drive a bus, or be a husband, or be a child, are you glorifying God in your decisions? Are you pointing to God? Are you living as if you're doing the job unto the Lord? Are your attitudes glorifying to God? Are your reactions glorifying to God? Now, look, we're not going to do it perfectly. God knows. At some point today, we'll talk to a customer service representative. But over time, are you glorifying God more and more? And are you quickly repentant when you sin? You glorify God as you know the Father more and more. You glorify God as you accomplish the work that he has given you to do. You say, what is the work that he's given you to do? Well, you got to figure it out. Of course, some of the work is obvious. You follow Jesus. You abide in his word. But Jesus says to God, "I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do." He knew his purpose on earth. Do you know your purpose? And if you don't, why not? Will you ask God to show you his purpose for you? Now, some are evident. If you're married, your purpose is to be in a godly marriage. If you've got kids, your purpose is to discipline them in the nurturing of the Lord. If you are a kid, your purpose is to obey your parents. If you're single, your purpose is to honor God with your body. You can go on and on and on, but God has also called you to something. There's a work that he has for you. He's talented you and gifted you in a certain way. Won't you ask God what that purpose is and then glorify God in that arena? I remember the day I taught my first Bible study, and I knew God had wired me to do that thing. And listen, I want to glorify God in the thing he's called me to do. And I hope you do too. That is what God wants for our life at the end of the day, is to glorify him. Not when things are going smoothly, but all the time. Number one. Number two, Christ wants you to walk in the truth. I read those extra verses because that's where that comes from. And you see this theme in the prayer of Jesus, and actually in all of the discourses of Jesus and in the entire Gospel of John. Remember, John is about believing God. And so part of believing God is knowing what he says. And remember that the beginning of John spoke about Jesus being the word of life, the Logos. So the word matters to God a lot. I mean, he called his name, his son, the word of God. And in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. This is what we've been looking at and studying. And Jesus, his words that he spoke reflected and manifested who he was. So he was the living word, and he has the written word. He's given us the written word, and he wants us to walk in the truth. And to walk in the truth is to walk in the words that he's given us. So who can know these things? Only God's children. That is why Jesus prayed for us, that we would be sanctified by the truth. Sanctified just means changed and grown and matured into the truth. Only those who believe God's word and his ways and obey them are his children. Now, you can do good things and not be a child of God. You've got to do the things that God asks out of a heart of relationship and love. Remember, we've talked about that. This is not new material. Only Christ knows who his true children are, and that's awesome, that you don't have to prove that you're a child of God to anyone. God knows your heart. He knows if you've received him. Let me give you the last point, which is huge. God wants you to be set apart from the world. Hey, we are in the world, but not of the world. And Jesus spends time in his final prayer praying for us that we would be strong in the word, in the world, that we would not be like the world, that our faith would help us to overcome. Remember John in 1 John chapter 5 says, this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. You believe who God is. You believe Jesus is God. You believe what he has said, how he lived. You believe the promises he's given you, and you be set apart from the world. Don't try to be like the world. I find Christians right now, I just find it repulsive that so many Christians are trying to just be just like the world. Don't. Resist the temptation. Be true to the word of God. Stick out if you have to. Your opinions don't have to match the opinions of the world. Your opinions are based on the word of God. You know what they thought of your Savior? They crucified him. They're not going to like your opinions if they're based on the truth. But you stick to the truth because it's truth and it's right. And you live by conviction and you do it in love. And you speak the truth and don't let up. Be set apart from the world. Listen, you can be in the world, but not of the world. You cannot be one with God and one with the world. You cannot be set apart from the world without God's help. By the way, a great chapter is James chapter 4. Talks about that. I taught on that in season 1 of Morning Minutes. Hey, listen, I got to end. It is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. I love you guys. Shoot me an email. Actually, give a shout out to Irina. She does so much work putting these things together. Just go on Facebook or on social media. Go on the Morning Minutes page and give a shout out to Irina. Tell her thanks for all the work she does. Love you guys so much. I'll catch you tomorrow.